I've shared my conversion story a lot of times, so I'm not going to get into all the details. But when I came to Christ, Nicole and I were actually, we were separated. Okay, she hadn't filed for divorce yet, but she was seriously considering it. Okay, and just so you know, I take full responsibility for that. I mean, I had pushed her beyond her ability to cope with me any longer, as much as she wanted to. Okay, I had disrespected her in just about every way that a man can disrespect his wife. Okay, and yet, in spite of that, when she told me she was leaving me, I was utterly shocked. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going to leave me? Where do you think you're going to find somebody better than me? You think you're going to find somebody better than me? And you know what the truth is? At that time, she probably couldn't have found anyone worse than me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it was a pride thing or what it was, but you know, even though I hadn't really done anything to keep her when I had her, now that she was leaving, I was willing to do anything to get her back. And when I say everything, I mean everything, okay? Everything I could think of. I mean, I tried getting big and threatening. I tried being vulnerable. I tried crying, right? I tried to tell her about what I was going to do to her. I tried threatening what I was going to do to myself. I tried begging. I tried demanding. I tried convincing her that she couldn't live without me. And then I tried to convince her that I couldn't live without her. And you know what? It didn't matter. You know, I tried everything I could possibly think of to manipulate her and to get her to come back. And she wasn't having anything to do with any of it. Man, I'd run out of ashes. I finally got to this point of desperation. But then I realized, I remembered, you know, at the end there were so many times where I said, you know, Rod, if you could just become a Christian, you know, I want a Christian husband so much. Rod, if you could just become a Christian. I'm like, oh, wow, you know what? I could become a Christian. And so, I became a Christian. Okay. Yeah. You want to know what my first prayer request was after I became a Christian? Lord, you need to change that woman. You need to restore our marriage. And then, just in case God hadn't gotten it, I started giving him advice. Okay, it's one of those really weird things because at one point I'm surrendering my life to God. Lord, I surrender my life to you. And then literally within hours, I'm telling him what he needs to do for me. It wasn't like, Lord, take control over my life. It wasn't, Lord, do whatever you need to do to turn my life around. It wasn't, Lord, make me a worthy offering. Lord, make me a worthy husband. Instead, it was, Lord, actually, God, we were on a more familiar basis at that point. God, you need to fix that woman. You need to soften her heart. You need to restore my marriage so things can go back the way that they were before. And then just in case God wasn't getting the job done, I decided to help him out a little bit. Okay, Nicole and I were still talking, at least kind of sort of talking, I guess. And so I called her up the very next day. I said, hey, you're not going to believe it. I became a Christian. Gave my life to the Lord. I'm a new man. I'm changed. You got to give me a second chance. You got to forgive me. Right? Now, I thought for sure that alone, right, just that would cause her to come running back. I thought for sure she wouldn't be able to resist running and jumping into my arms and celebrating my newfound faith. Now, that's not exactly what happened. In fact, literally she said, that's wonderful. I'm very happy for you. But that doesn't change anything. Like, what do you mean it doesn't change anything? That's supposed to change everything. It didn't. So I started praying again. Actually, I prayed for a couple of months. Continue your prayer. Continue to point out, God, you know, she's not changing. I've been asking you. Praying fervently that you're going to change this woman. She's not changing. What's going on? And I thought, you know, I could help them out again. See, I was starting to read the Bible then. And so I thought, well, you know what? I'll start quoting scripture to Nicole, just in case she doesn't know what God says about forgiveness. I figured I could impress her with how far I'd come, right? And at the same time, convict her of it was her, a sin not to forgive me and give me a second chance. It was actually only a short time after that I was served divorce papers. Can you believe that? I was so upset with God. It's like, what? God, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. I'm doing everything. You're not doing anything. What's going on with this? Well, you know what, guys, the truth was? The guy was in the process of rescuing me. He actually had his arm around me the whole time. But every time I start thrashing and kicking, he'd just roll me under. Okay? Until I'd stop. And actually, it was about that same time I ran across this prayer. Actually, it's a poem. And I'll read it to you, but it's up on the screen. You can read along with me. It says, as children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But then instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last I snatched them back and cried, how could you be so slow? My child, he said, what could I do? He never did let go. And I tell you what, guys, that hit me like a ton of bricks. I mean, that just knocked me down. I hadn't let go. I hadn't surrendered. It was me. I was the one that was keeping God from being able to do the things that he needed to do. I was the one. And so as you can imagine, I immediately got back down on my knees and I asked forgiveness. I said, Lord, forgive me. I'm going to turn this over to you, man. I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to keep my hands out of the mix. And guys, I wish I could tell you, from that point on, I never got my hands in the mix again. But I did. Okay? Every time it seemed like Nicole's heart was softening a little bit, I'd jump in and try to push things along. It was like, Lord, I see where you're going with this. I got it from here. I'll take over. Every time she'd take a couple of steps closer, I'd rush in and push her 5 steps back. I mean, truly, God kept just, every time I start thrashing, God would just roll my head under again until I stopped. Okay? But eventually I did. When it looked like things weren't going to change, when it looked like there was no way in the world that we weren't going to get divorced. Okay? When I literally had come to the end of myself, I felt like I was about to drown. I actually did surrender. I mean, I truly surrendered. You know, I can still remember it really, really clearly. It was a Saturday night, especially the Saturday night after Thanksgiving. I was sitting on my front porch, and I was saying, Lord, you know how much I want to be married. You know how much I want to stay married to Nicole. You know how much I want a second chance at being a husband. You know how much I want a second chance at being able to make things right. But you know what? If you want me to be a single guy, then I'll be a single guy. And I'll be the best single guy that I could possibly be. In fact, Lord, I'll be whatever you want me to be. No more telling you what I want. Lord, you tell me what you want. And then something really amazing happened. Peace came over me. Peace like I had never known. All the anxiety and all the stress all of a sudden just was gone. And there was only peace. There's no more desperation. Just peace. You know, I never prayed for the restoration of my marriage again after that. I never prayed that God would change Nicole's heart after that. And it was literally, guys, a week later that she agreed to work on our marriage. And I tell you, it was only 3 weeks. Because it was only 3 weeks after that, she came back. You know, and in talking with her later, she told me that it was literally that same Saturday night that she felt God soften her heart. Man, that was a huge lesson for me. Huge. And I wish I could tell you that I learned it well and I've never distrusted God again. But that's not the case, guys. Sometimes I still hold on to things too tightly. And sometimes I still hold on to things too long, you know. But I'm getting better. Day by day, I'm getting better at that. You know, in 2 Kings 18, we read, Hezekiah trusted the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah. In the end, Hezekiah is remembered as a man who trusted God, a man like no other. Guys, I have to tell you, that's my prayer. I always pray, Lord, I want to be a guy remembered as a man who trusted God. Help me with that. In fact, I want to pray that for all of us. Let's do that right now. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask your forgiveness for all those times where we want to hang on to things too long, where we want to hold on to things too tightly, and even more so when we want to give you advice and we want to help you. Help us to recognize that you are God and you are good. Help us to let go. Help us to truly surrender, Lord. Help us to be men and women known for their trust and their faith in you. Because, Lord, we know that without that trust, without that faith, we literally thrash around. We can literally cause our own selves to drown. We thank you, Lord, that you let us come to the end of ourselves so we can get to that point where we recognize that you alone, indeed, are God. And so, Lord, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for kindness. We thank you, Lord, that you're making each one of us into the men and women that you want us to be. I pray these things in Jesus' name.